Hi, and welcome to the Kara Podcast. My name is Lori, and I'm your host for the show. Here we're focused on inspiring and encouraging you in business and in life. The Kara Podcast is a community driven by creative, authentic, remarkable, and awe-inspiring people just like you. Our mission is to put Jesus at the center of our lives and provide a platform to promote both personal and professional development as we encourage self-discovery on the pathway to success, burning those limiting beliefs that are holding you back. The easiest way to achieve everything you want in life is to fall in love with Jesus. And knowing that our battles are messy and beautiful along the way to becoming all that He has created us for, a place to thrive and become the greatest version of yourself. To learn more, check out the Kara Podcast at thekarapodcast.com. Hey, friends, how are you? Today, we are going to dive right in to the depths of the heart, and that our posture would be, we would want our hearts to be open, that God would open up our hearts. You see, the heart is what sustains every moment of our lives. The heart brings forth love and heartache. It pumps super hard as we run the races of life. Our coffee gives us a heart jolt to awaken us in the mornings. The heart can overflow with joy and kindness. It can speak words of life and encouragement. And our lives can also speak metaphorically a place of darkness, full of rocky soil and weeds. And everything flows from the heart, and the heart can harbor our hurt. It's like a harbor where ships come in, and it's a place that we can tie up, and we can build up our idols at that harbor. We can trick our heart to falling into a love that was never meant for us. We can let darkness creep into our lives, and it's slowly until it suddenly, and then we've built up a tower of darkness that we can only look up from the depths of the pit to see how far deep in darkness that we've gone. We can allow our hearts to be tricked and to take our focus away from Him and fall into the patterns of the world. And right now, we are desperate for our hearts to be refreshed and awakened. God's word has the power to change and transform us, and lies lose their power in the face of truth. God can awaken our hearts. He can bring healing over our lives. He can set you and I free and allow our hearts to love again. And you might ask the question, how? And in Psalms 139:23, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." Now, if we're being honest, it might just be easier just to hit the skip button on this verse. As to why would we really want God to search our hearts? Do we really want Him to know those things that we're thinking, those deep, dark secrets that we're holding in, or those thoughts that we just wouldn't want anyone else to know of? And just remember, God just smiles. He is so amazing. Remember, you know what? He knows you and He knows me. He knows every details of our lives because He created us and He knows us so intimately. And before a word is on our tongue, He knows it. He knows more about our hearts than we do. He knows the truth of who we are deep down inside. But what amazing grace. God looks at us and He sees our Savior. He hears our thoughts and accepts Christ's perfect thoughts in our place. You see, Jesus came for you and I. It is spring and everything is in blossom. All of those April showers have brought forth blooms on full display. We see you know, gorgeous hydrangeas and daisies and beautiful rose bushes and all of these things that are in gardens, and they're on full display. And right beside those, you can also see in some gardens, you see these beautiful blossoms, and then you'll see some weeds that have grown up and they keep growing. And over time, these small weeds begin to take deeper and deeper roots, and they begin to choke out all of our gardening skills. And the only way to take those weeds on is to take them by the root and dig them up. You see, when we allow the world's narrative to shape our hearts, it begins to take root and start sprouting up small weeds at first. And then it's just like a beautiful garden. If we don't get a hold of the battle of the weeds, these weeds will begin to take over our lives. The world draws the heart from God. And the more the love of the world, when we love the world more, the world will prevail in our lives. The more you and I love God, that love chokes out those weeds. You see, gardens lose their beauty when the weeds crowd out the blossoms. It's just like our hearts. We cannot love both the world and the Father simultaneously. Love for the world crowds out the love for the Father. And the love for the Father crowds out the love for the world. How do we till up these roots? We can take our thoughts captive. We can speak the truth of God's words to our hearts. For the word has the power to change and transform us. In John 17, 17, sanctify them in the truth, and your word is truth. We can refresh our minds and our hearts when we live in this world, but not of this world. Our love for this world cannot be greater than the love of the Father. And that is so hard. Why? We can see the world. We can see all those things that are attractive to us. We see those beautiful blossoms, but we cannot see the Father. And given those two options, we lean into the majority of the time of what we can see. Today, may we pray for our hearts to be open and open up to what He and He can only do, and to have Jesus have His way with you and I, that our hearts would be awakened to the love that He has for us, and that we would live with a heart posture of on fire for Him, the good, good Father, that it would be ignited to do what He's calling you and I to, and that we would respond in obedience. And I just want to end this week's podcast with just a prayer that He would awaken our hearts. He would open up our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love first, for going first so that we could experience the freedom that you have put over our lives, that we would have hearts set on fire for you. Father, we would open our hearts to be renewed, refreshed, and we would have hearts full of praise. Everything that touches our tongues and our lips would be of praise, and of praise of what you are doing in and through our lives. That your love through us would ignite a revival in our own hearts to put you first, that we would give it all to you, and that our hearts would cultivate an awakening, that a blossom would happen over our family, our neighborhoods, our communities. And God, that you would change us one heart at a time. God, we love you and we thank you for going first. In your Son's precious name, amen. Thanks again for listening to the Kara Podcast. You can find the Kara Podcast wherever you stream your favorite podcast services. We're on a mission to encourage and inspire and to put Jesus at the center of our lives. To learn more, head over to the Kara Podcast at thekarapodcast.com. Be sure to hit subscribe to never miss an episode, and share some good vibes, and forward us to some friends that need some encouragement in their lives.